than a few weeks of Christmas now, and although the 21 families absolutely delighted this morning at receiving letters and all informing them that they're receiving a house. These are a make-up of a three-bedroom and four-bedroom. They're mainly three-bedroom houses. And as I say, it was a turnkey project developed by McMillan Builders some years ago, and the council then entered into negotiating last year. And as I say, today, now the council's taken charge and they've actually let the houses this morning.
It is the first of its kind in a number of years in the area. Hopefully, I'm sure you'd like to see more such projects get underway.
Yeah, well, within the Stranraer Municipal District now, there's approximately about 300 on the waiting list, and there's 116 in Belfast alone, Mike, and that's not counting the Stranraer, there's another 20 there. So absolutely delighted for those who are getting it, but obviously there's quite a few more people in the area that will be waiting on council houses and that. And I think the best way to house people is within council houses themselves, rather than sort of HAP or let or anything else, because it's the one way that the people are secure long term in their houses. And these, as I say, these are lovely houses. They're just located there near St Joseph's Hospital in Stranraer. And I know people, when they move into them to get the keys in the next couple of days, will be absolutely delighted.